Back on In Focus News Radio KMEN. We got about 7 minutes left here with our guests Becky Ballard and Dennis Cook from Aggieville Business Association. Becky's helping organize the St. Patrick's Day race. And actually, it's the St. Patrick's race. It's happening this Saturday, March 13th. Of course, St. Patrick's Day is coming up on Wednesday, the 17th. And as I understand it, Becky, there's still time. If you haven't signed up yet, you can still enter the race.
You can. You have three different ways you can do it. You can go online to www.stpatsmhk.com and enter, and then, or you can come out to the Manhattan Running Company and enter, or you can enter the morning of the race at, and we are set up in the, where the Orange Sky Yoga is. They're in Aggieville. So, and we're open, we open up at 8 a.m. that morning. And you can also pick up your packet. I'll be at the running company all day today and tomorrow. So if you want to pick up your packet early so you don't have to get to Aggieville so early, you're welcome to do it. We'll be there and have all your information and your packet.
And even though the awards aren't still happening, people will still be able to probably, you know, get their times and everything if they want to go do that.
Yes, and you do get, everybody gets a medal for participating. This is the first year we've done this. So any race you run in, you'll get a medal, and you'll get it when you register. So we will, when you get your packet, you'll get your medal.
Okay. Now, if people come out to this or the parade, where are you guys encouraging folks to park at?
We have encouraged people to park on the K-State campus at the Beach Museum, the big parking lot right there by kind of the Beach Museum, McCain parking lot. That way it's easier to get in and out because City Park gets kind of congested because the race is around there. So that we've decided is probably the best place to park, and it's a pretty big lot and close to Aggieville.
All right, very good. Dennis?
Yeah, and I would add that you know, even though we get up a lot of barricades early, we're going to have some people monitoring that in the parking lot just south of Kites will be open. You know, now as and by the time we started getting into the parade time, race and parade time, we may have to cut that off. But in the morning, that will be accessible. You know, inside the park will not be accessible because we have to stage the parade through that. So, get down. And I'd also say the parking lot that is right there at 11th and Morrow, just next to the Hunams and across from Nico's Little Italy, that parking lot will be available too.
Okay. Good to know. And, you know, obviously, after the parade's done, if people want to stick around Aggieville, the businesses will be open and probably would love to have some people come through there.
Absolutely. You know, we will, as soon as the last parade entry, which was probably the National Guard, when they finish up and they get down North Manhattan Avenue and they head back to City Park, we will open up the barricades and take down the no parking signs and allow everybody into Aggieville and park wherever you can. You know, but that will be, I'm guessing the parade will probably be done around 2:30. So everything will open right back up as soon as the parade's over with.
All right, very good. Well, and I know there's a lot of construction going on down there, and you know people need to be mindful of that too. There, you know, it may take a little time to navigate through there after the parade's over. But you know, we were talking here during the break. A lot of progress is being made down there. It's starting to look real nice down in Aggieville.
Yeah, if you haven't been down and seen the new the redevelopment piece there on 12th Street between Morrow and Bluemont, where the new hotel is going up, it looks great, and you know that's a kind of a beginning look of what Aggieville is going to look like, and Brandon, as I was telling you during the break, as great as it looks now, what hasn't happened yet is the greenery to come in. So here, sometime here in the next probably 30 days, on the Solon Saloon and Taco Lucha side, because there's power lines there, they're not going up as high, but they've got these boxes out, and they're going to be adding all sorts of shrubbery, bushes, and flowers and things like that on that side of the street. And on the Tanner side of the street, they're putting in trees. So as great as it looks now, it's going to completely change again here in about 30 days. And so that part is kind of the beginning of what we're doing. You're going to see a lot of construction up there where the parking garage is going in next to Rally House. And we're working with those people. Then they're going to help us out a lot to get through the race and the parade around that construction area. But, you know, give us another a year from now, that parking garage will be open. And we will have already redesigned and rebuilt North Manhattan Avenue from Bluemont to at least Laramie and probably all the way to Fremont. So we got a lot of changes coming.
All right. Looking forward to it. It's really nice to see an event to get to talk about here this morning. And it really kind of shows that Manhattan, Kansas is open for business. And it's nice to see that we can hold events safely and do so with all the protocols in place to do that. And if you want more information, the website is stpatsmhk.com. Is there anything else we haven't covered you guys want to get in here? We got about 30 seconds.
Brandon, I would just like to thank K-Man and the radio stations. You have been a sponsor. Ballard Sporting Goods didn't come on until the third year. You guys have been a sponsor of the race for 43 years. Rich Wortel and Phil Hauer started the race to get people into Aggieville, into Manhattan during spring break. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate that. Thank you very much. And guys, we look forward to a great event this Saturday.
Right. Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it as well. Dennis Cook and Becky Ballard, our guests here on In Focus this morning. If you missed any of today's show, it'll be up shortly at newsradiokman.com. Thanks also to Colonel Arroyo and our other guests from Fort Riley this morning. Tomorrow, Ascension Via Christi Hospital, Bob Koppel will join us. We'll also hear from Dr. Stephen Higgs at the Biosecurity Research Institute.